million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Ah, yes, coming at you once again. Welcome back to the program, another hour of Bucket Strategy Investing. We thank you for joining us. This is a program that delivers the best in money and strategy advice. And we've got our own Professor Rick Plum here in studio with me. I'm Johnny Dean, here to answer your money questions as we do every day on radios and television sets across the country. Keep it right here for everything you've come to expect from our program, which, of course, is the best in money information. How about that? You've got money questions? Yep, the Brain Trust has the answers for you. You can just give us a call right now. 877-PLANNER, 877-752-6637, spells out PLANNER. To send us your emails, you go over to wealthed.com. You click on the Find Your Answer link there near the top of the page. We do our best on this program to help make money matters a little bit easier for you. And it does all start with wealth education. You're going to find blog posts. You find video clips. There are some audio clips there, links to articles. It's all there on one website, which is our website, wealthed.com. So let's get things going. Brain Trust is here for you, as always, both on and off the air. You can talk to the advisors at Lucia Capital Group about your own retirement and your plan and where you might be headed. Call Professor Plum or any of the advisors here at Lucia Capital Group. The phone number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. You can get a strategy that addresses each of your needs, and I would call that a bucket strategy, as they would at Lucia Capital Group too. Reach them once again at this number, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. On the air, we are here for you, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Coming up this hour, we will talk a little bit more about some of these Roths and 401ks and some of the reasons why you might want to consider either a Roth 401k or a Roth IRA. And we'll get to your emails because I know we have a lot of those. But we do take phone calls first, and we're going to get started this hour with Rosie, who's calling us from Atlanta, Georgia. Hello, Rosie.
Hello, guys. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing very well. Thanks. How are you?
I'm well. I heard your previous hour talking about the Roth 401k and Roth IRA and all that, and I have kind of a related question. My husband and I have a bit of an age difference. He's 51 and I'm 42. We're both already contributing 6% to our 401ks so that we can get our company matches, and we're both contributing to the Roths. So actually, I have two questions. This is for Roth IRA. If we can't max out our contributions every year, is it more important that we try to max out his or mine? That's the first one. And then how should each of our Roths be invested in terms of risk? Would it make more sense for his to be more aggressive or mine?
Well, who's older, he or you?
Well, she said he's older.
Oh, she said he was the 51-year-old?
Yes, he's the 51.
If you can't max them both, max his first.
Okay.
Because that way you get to the tax-free ability sooner than later, because he'll get there first. So max out his first if you can't do them both. Obviously, try to do them both. Now, 51 is still not that old. How long do you expect to continue working? Or I should say, how long does he expect to continue working as well?
I would imagine we'll probably both plan to work until 70.
Well, then that means we have at least 19 years for him and even a little bit longer for you. So that means I would still look at growth-oriented investments.
With a 19 for both of us?
Yeah, I mean, if he's going to work till 70, that means he's got 19 years for this money, right?
Yeah.
19 years is a fairly long time, even though it goes by pretty quickly nowadays. And now that we get up into our 40s and 50s, it goes quick, but it's still 19 years. And I would invest for growth on those particular issues.
Okay.
Because it's a long time, you're saying.
Because it's a long time horizon.
Now, if she said he was only going to work till 60 or 61, 62, which is 10 years.
Then I'd have to ask how long she's going to work, because he's going to be living off of her. But if they retire at the same time, then I would say then we, the new money going in, I still want to go pure growth, but I would look at where their 401k is, the existing money between 401k and Roth IRA, and maybe we safen up existing assets, but new money still goes growth. New contribution still goes growth. Even if he's going to retire in 6 years, 7 years, that new money isn't the money he's going to spend in 6, 7 years. That's the existing money. So let's safen up existing money when we get into the time horizons. Right. He's not in the time horizon yet.
Are you allocated for growth now, Rosie, or how is that looking?
Yeah, we both are. I just wanted to make sure we were on the right track.
Yeah.
And you, I mean, it's going to sound really weird, but you almost want the market to collapse. Well, I mean, not collapse, bad word.
What?
You want it to go down. Because that way, when you're buying in, you're buying it on sale.
Okay, gotcha.
You've got a completely different attitude towards the market right now with the time horizon you've got than somebody who's 65 and who wants to start pulling money out of the market. They obviously don't want to see the market go down. The majority of your net worth is going to come from future savings, probably, I don't know, rather than what you already have. So ongoing, you want to be able to see the market go down so you buy a lot more.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes great sense.
All right.
All right. Thank you both very much for all the help.
All right. Thank you, Rosie. Appreciate the call. Yeah. And, you know, I heard somebody once say this, well, I'm not going to do a 401k because I just know as soon as I start putting my money in, the market's going to just go straight down for the next year.
Big deal. So let's say you decide to put $500 a month into your 401k. And you're right. You do it for 2 months and the market crashes. It goes down by 50%. You've put in $1,000 and you only have $500 left in the money you put in. Is it really an issue? You weren't planning on spending this money for 10 or 15 years anyway, and now you put in another $500 and you put in another $500, and all the market has to do is come back to where it started from when you started, and you over the next 10-15 years, and you've made money because the new contributions are going in. But you didn't have very much there to begin with. So the loss wasn't that dramatic. Now, compare that to somebody who's already saved up $1 million, who's got $1 million and they see it get cut by half. That's a big problem. That's why you take existing assets and you safen them up when you start getting in that time horizon or when you get into the risk assessment that you just really don't want to, either can't afford to lose or don't want to emotionally see that money go down. But the new contributions still go to the growth-oriented investments so that you can pick them up when they're on sale and you can get a lot of shares or whatever, when they're units, whatever you're buying, on sale. And when the market goes way up, you only buy a few. Existing money gets safer. Ongoing contribution stays in the volatile area.
It can hurt people's emotional state to be buying and buying in and seeing things go down. Now, what you're looking at when you're doing that is you're looking at your account balance. You're not looking at how many shares you're actually able to buy if you're talking about buying shares here. Because obviously, if the price has been cut in half of what you're buying twice as many shares as you could, say, a year earlier.
I'd love to see, I haven't seen it, but I know the ultimate answer. The lost decade, we talk about the lost decade from 2000 to 2009, where the S&P started off at one number and finished 10 years later about the same number. So from a buy and hold standpoint, you didn't really make very much over that lost decade. But if instead of being a buy and hold investor, because of the way we do things, if we had been able to create an appropriate allocation with that where it didn't just fall apart, and we dollar cost averaged in, we put in $1,000 a month, $500 a month, whatever it is, from January of 2000, right through the crash of 2001, 2002, right through the bear or the bull market through 2006 and 7, right through the crash of 2008, and then got back to 2009 where it was started from, you made money because you were buying it all the way through those crashes. And they were pretty good-sized drops. Mm-hmm. I mean, the tech bust, the housing bust, or whatever you want to call it, the Great Recession, I think it was what they actually termed it as. Sure, the market didn't go very far if all you do is look at point A and point B being 10 years apart. But there were a lot of different numbers in the middle, almost all of them lower, and you were buying throughout that whole period. It made sense to keep buying through that period. Definitely made sense to not sell during those periods.
And what does behavioral finance dictate that people do?
What most people did was they sold out in 2001, sold out in 2002. They didn't get back in until 2005 because now it's on fire. And then they complained about it in 2006. They waited and they said, no, I can handle this. I understand it. 2008 happens. I can handle it. And then it got down to the end of 2008. Then they sold out. And they for 3 months said, yeah, see how smart I was? It went down again January, February, March.
Cut my losses.
I cut my losses. Yeah, you also cut your gains because it did recover. Now, this is assuming that the people did not need to spend the money in a 10-year period of time, a 15-year period of time. If you needed to spend the money in that same time horizon, yeah, you lost big time. And that's why you have to take a look at where is the money going to come from that I need to spend in the next X number of years and invest that money accordingly. Mm-hmm. Money I need to spend should not be in a volatile area. Money I can leave alone for 15 years, fine. Either dollar cost average into it or leave it alone for the 15 years.
Yeah, you have somebody who is looking at their portfolio and they're, you know, 100% stocks and it's 2007. And they're saying, well, I'm retiring in about 3 years. Boy, that's great. I've got quite a bit. The plan, the strategic plan, the
but
good
I'm going to make more money by staying in the market and be able to retire all that much better.
The good plan would be to say, wait a minute now. What are you going to need once you retire? How much are you going to need? Oh, you're going to need this much. Okay, here's what we need to do. I know the market's on fire, but we're going to have to take a chunk of this money. We're going to have to lock it in, safen it up, put it in some concrete.
And you may miss out on some gains.
Yes, you will.
For a little while. But at that point, when you already have existing assets, missing out on some gain is nowhere near as detrimental than losing real money.
Yep. Yep, both from an emotional standpoint, and the numbers bear it out, too. If you lose 25%, you need to make 33% just to get back to even. It's better not to lose that 25%. Okay, more of your phone calls. Hey, we got lines open. Give us a call right now, 877-PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, the Brain Trust, standing by to answer your money questions. And we'll do so once again when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Many investors are well aware of the start the stock market had in 2016. According to CNN and other news agencies, the Dow dropped 5.5%, NASDAQ fell 7.8%. The losses raised the fear of whether we could be heading for another sustained market downturn like 2008, and for many, it raised the question, what should I do now? If the bumpy start to the year raised questions about how your retirement strategy may be exposed to market volatility, or if you don't have a strategy that takes stock fluctuation into account, schedule a consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to review your portfolio. Learn what options you may have to take a fragile market into account. Contact a Lucia Capital Group advisor at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or turn to us for education, advice, and planning online at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and member SIPC. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
When you pick up an Evercraft 26-piece screwdriver set for $19.99 at Napa, you're not just getting 26 beautiful chrome-plated instruments. You're getting something that shows the world if there's a problem, you've got 26 ways to tackle it. That's $19.99 for a 26-piece screwdriver set and 26 ways to show you're the man for any job that requires screwdrivers. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 5/31/16.
Taking your money questions, your calls, your emails. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Our phone lines are open right now, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Had some great questions from listeners so far today, 877-752-6637. Whatever money question is on your mind, whatever issue you're having, could be with Roths, traditionals, could be retirement, could be Social Security. We haven't actually had a Social Security question all day. We may on the emails, but at least not on the phone calls. You can give us a call, 877-PLANNER. Right now, lines are open at that particular number.
Well, they have simplified Social Security. There's, you know, they've taken away all the options.
Yeah, when they take away the options, meaning that they cut your benefits, that's considered simplifying.
Yes.
Right? Because now
they don't
all of a
want
sudden,
you to think too much. They don't want you to be confused. So more options, more beneficial, too much for the average person to handle. Their head explodes, so we can't have that. They had to take the benefits away.
Yeah, and, you know, even supposedly learned financial journalists are out there still
That's
getting,
like saying learned congressmen.
Getting it wrong. Well, I won't put everybody down. Even some Congress people are fairly knowledgeable, just not about laws. And
or what they do.
Yeah.
Well, they do what they do very well. They get reelected. That's their main job.
Well, I saw one here that when they were talking about filing for the restricted application. Trying to do this from memory. And this particular author said, in order to file for the restricted application, if you're married, one of the two of you has to be over age 62.
Both of you do.
Well, yeah.
And in fact, to do a restricted application, one of you's got to be over 62. One of you's got to be 66.
Yeah, and I'm reading this and I'm saying, I mean, that's just incorrect. Later on, they said, and in order to take advantage of it, the person has to apply, the worker has to apply in order for, you know, the restricted application to take place. I go, well, how are they going to do that if they're not 62 yet?
Yes.
I mean, so, anyway, okay, that's just an example. So this never drives me crazy. All right. Daniel, in American Canyon, California. This, let's see, I will retire by July 15th of this year.
Hey, congratulations.
Wonderful. My 401k is $500,000. Hey, congratulations. That's wonderful. Can I withdraw $150,000 and the balance of $350,000, roll that over to a regular IRA? How much is my tax rate at age 62? And will this tax rate go down as I age more? Thank you in advance for your answer. That's Daniel.
Well, the first question is, can you withdraw $150,000 of the $500,000 in your 401k and have them send you a check? And then send the other $350,000 to an IRA? The answer is yes, you can. Now, you won't get a check for $150,000. You'll get a check for, what, $120,000, because they're going to do an automatic 20% withholding off the top. Now, that is not the actual tax that you owe. That's just an arbitrary withholding. They're going to withhold 20%. It's kind of like a down payment on what you will ultimately owe when you file your tax return for this year. But can you do it? Sure, you're 62 years old. There's no penalty. You can take any amount of money out of that 401k that you want. You can take 100% of it out. It's just a matter of tax. It's going to be taxable. Now, what is your tax bracket at 62? Well, age really has nothing to do with this. Age is not the determining factor for tax brackets. Income is the determining factor. And if you were to pull $150,000 out, my guess is that your income tax bracket is going to go up a lot, unless you're making a ton of money in the previous years and you compare it to that. But $150,000, that's going to be a big, big chunk of change. And you're a single individual. A single individual can have maybe about $48,000, $45,000, I think it's 47 and change, of gross income and stay in the 15% income tax bracket. You're doing this in potentially July or August. You will have worked half of the year. So you've probably been earning some money throughout at least part of this year. So some of the earnings, you've taken up some, if not all, of the 15% bracket. So the majority of this $150,000 is going to come out in the 25 and the 28% income tax bracket. That's what state is, and you're in California.
Guess what?
Another 9% plus. So you're looking at a third of this being taxable. Age is not the issue. Income is the issue. How much have you already earned this year? So whether or not you should do $150,000 this year, or maybe do some lesser amount this year and do another chunk next year, really depends on why are you doing this in the first place. If you're doing it to pay off the house, I'd say let's find a better way to do that. That seems to be a common thread when people retire. They want to take big distributions from their 401k so they can pay off their house. But if you owe $150,000 on the house, where are you going to come up with the $50,000 in taxes between the federal and state that you live in to pay the taxes next April when you file your return? You're going to borrow the money again? So let's find a way to meet the needs and be cognizant of what you're going to pay in taxes. Tax rates are the same regardless of age. It is purely dependent on other income. So if you've had a lot of income already this year, you've been working 6 months, you made a good income for those 6 months, you may want to postpone taking the money until next year if you can afford to. It all depends on why we're taking it out.
Yeah, and I guess this just reminds me again of a call we had yesterday, or it was the day before. A similar question where somebody had, I think it was a $200,000.
His wife had a $200,000 401k.
Yes.
He had a $300,000 401k.
Yes.
His wife very much wants to pay off the mortgage right now.
And the mortgage
is... they're both working, $200,000.
$200,000, right.
They're both working. They're both making close to $100,000 already. So they've already got, taxable income of like $150,000. And they wanted to take another, she wanted to take another $200 on top of that. That was going to be, and they lived in California.
Yes.
They lived in Arizona. It was only 5%, 4.5%.
Well, but hey, four
still,
and a half, whatever it is, it doesn't matter.
It's still a number.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
They were going to really, and the payment wasn't the problem. She just didn't like the idea of having the loan. I understand that.
Yeah. So now that's right. So if they were going to pay off the house, and we don't know what Daniel's doing it for. If they were going to pay off the house and cash flow were an issue, we brought this up before, maybe a little different story, huh?
Maybe we restructure the $500,000 to give you enough income to pay the mortgage going through retirement. Maybe pay a little bit more using the tax brackets to your advantage so that you're not losing a big chunk of this to unnecessary taxation. Yeah, unnecessary. You don't need to pay that much tax by just jumping a big lump sum. If you can save some money by refinancing, again, the people that called the other day, they had a 4.5% loan. So one of the things we thought about doing was refinancing it to a 3.5, 3.75, maybe even a 15, that was up to them, and save a bunch of money on mm-hmm. the interest and be able to pay it off even quicker than what they were doing to begin with, but just not in lump sum.
Yeah, so I think what you were saying there, if I heard it correctly, was if cash flow were a problem on a mortgage and you had a $2,000 mortgage, take $2,000 a month directly out of the 401k.
Right.
You'll pay a little bit of tax on that. It won't put you up to a huge tax bracket. At least your cash flow improved.
And if we can, if your payment on $150,000 is like $750 a month, maybe, and that's what, that's $9,000 a year. Set the 401k up to give you the $9,000 a year. And if you have room in the 15% bracket, maybe you can take more money, another $10,000, $15,000 a year, maybe even $20,000 a year, and use that extra money each year to pay it down. But don't jump from the 15% bracket up to the 28. Don't jump from the state bracket of 3 or 4% at that level to 9%. That's a lot of interest that you're screwing up just by wasting it in taxes.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's a good answer. It's a great answer, as a matter of fact. Daniel, there's your answer to that. We've got to take another break. Time is slipping away, so give us a call. We would love to hear from you. And we got lines open right now for the Brain Trust to talk to you about your money. 877-PLANNER. 877-752-6637. If you want to email us, as these folks have done, you go to our website, wealthed.com. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, here from Lucia Capital Group, talking to you when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning?
Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing?
Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Buy in. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, talking to you about your money. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. And once again, if you want to email us, you go to our website, Wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, WealthEd.com. Okay, I want to get back to the phone lines. We still have three lines open, so give us a call, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. I like Alexander's questions, so we're going to go to him next. Hello, Alexander, in Augusta, Georgia.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Doing very well. How can we help you today?
My question is, I realized I had a high mortgage, and I start paying $600 a month on to the principal to pay it down, and I just want to find out if I'm doing the right thing.
Well, how old are you, Alexander?
I'm 67.
Okay, how large is the mortgage?
The mortgage was $49,000. I got it down to $33,000 now.
Okay, so $33,000, and you're paying an extra $600. What is the total payment you're putting into it?
The total, with the insurance and the...
No, not the insurance. That doesn't go away. What is just the principal and interest total amount that you're applying towards principal and interest each year, month?
Okay, $950.
So $950 at about $11,000 a year. You're going to be paid off in 3 years? I don't have a problem with this. Is it a problem making the payment? I mean, yeah, we're looking at a time horizon. You're going to have this paid off in 3 years.
Yes, sir.
And what's the interest rate on the mortgage?
I think the last time I refinanced was 2.7.
2.7. That's a really good interest rate. But on the same time, can you earn 2.7% on your on a savings account for the next 3 years? No.
No.
And will it make you emotionally feel very good in 3 years to have this paid off?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think that this is a good idea. We are very close to being able to pay this off. If you don't apply the $600 extra a month, it's going to be 10, 12 years before it's paid off. You're going to have to. So this is more of an emotional play, although it is a little bit of a movement towards interest or cost. You're going to be done with it in 3 years. Can you earn over a three-year period of time what it's costing you to maintain this mortgage? Nope. Pay it off.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Alexander. Yeah, okay. So
now that's different than the people I said the other day.
Exactly. So let's compare. Why? What are the reasons we gave this answer right now?
And what I was looking at was, what is the size of the mortgage? If he had told me his mortgage was $490,000, my answer would have been, no, don't pay the extra $600 towards it. That $600 a month will pay it off instead of in 29 years, it'll pay it off in 26 years. Over a 26-year period of time, can I do better than 2.7%? Yeah, I think so. But his time horizon was very, very short. And so it didn't make sense to actually, not pay it off. Now it's a cash flow issue, it's an interest rate issue, it's a cost issue, and it's such a short time horizon. So we're looking at, if we can pay this off in a very short time horizon, that makes sense. Versus somebody who applies an extra $100 a month or does a biweekly mortgage out of a new 30-year mortgage. And we go from a 30-year payment to a 26-year payment to save the interest on a 4% or a 3.5% mortgage. No, that's not a good idea. You can do better by investing the money over a 26-year period of time than a 3% cost of money on your mortgage. Over a 3-year period of time? No, you probably can't do better than the cost of the mortgage. How long is it going to take to pay it off? Short time? Sure, let's get it paid off. Long time? No, let's do something different.
Yep, and that almost sounds like a rule of thumb, and in some ways it is, but at the same time, this still depends on your individual situation. And you had asked him yourself, will it make you feel better if this thing is paid off in, say, 3 years as opposed to 11 or 12?
His normal payment is almost $400 a month. So in three years, he will have a lot more money to spend every month.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be debt-free, and he will feel very good.
And he'll be like,
but
what?
It's 3 years away.
3 years away. And I can understand that. Being 70 years old, maybe he just doesn't want to deal with it anymore. It's better that than, you
know. Well, he's 67. He'll be paid off at 70.
That's what I'm saying. When he's 70 years old, he's not going to have that anymore. 3 years from now.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. All right. 877-PLANNER. Let's move along to, got an email from Larry in Philadelphia, PA. This says, currently working, adjusted gross income, $330,000 a year. Wow. Planning to retire at age 70. Spouse will be 68 this year. Spouse has filed and suspended. I will file a restricted application, let's see, next year.
So he must be 65?
Has to be, right? Or at least, yes. Okay. Yes, must be. Do I see an age? I don't. Current 401k IRA is approximately $3 million. Does it make sense to do a Roth conversion? And if so, how much? Now, he had an idea on this. I can read this to you really quickly.
Well, let's just say he's got an AGI, adjusted gross income, of $330,000. Unless he's got extremely high deductions, very high deductions, he's in the 28% income tax bracket, and he's going to pay a lot on the conversion. He's going to retire in a couple of years. What is the income going to be in retirement? If the income is going to drop quite a bit, now the required minimum distribution on a $3 million tax deferred account is going to be in the $120,000 range. So it's not going to drop to zero by any stretch of the imagination. It's not even going to drop all the way into the 15% income tax bracket. He will always be in the 25-plus income tax bracket. And no matter what he does, 85% of the Social Security that he's going to receive will be taxable. So we're not dealing with the taxation on Social Security. It's just a matter of, will you be in a higher bracket in retirement, or are you in a higher bracket now? My guess is you're still in a higher bracket now, unless you also have a lot of pension money and other sources of money that you haven't told us about yet.
Well, he says this, my thought is to convert the amount that just takes my taxable income to just below the next tax bracket, about $81,500, or take the 2% higher rate of the next bracket and convert about $135,000. Is this worth doing? Will RMDs from the non-Roth still keep me in a high tax bracket?
I'm going to say no, because you're going from the 33 and the 35. But again, it depends on what other income you have, because if all you have when you ultimately retire is a distribution from the IRA, call it $150,000, and your Social Security, maybe that brings you up to $200,000. Now you're in the 28% bracket. Do I want to spend 33 and 35% today to avoid 28% in the future? No, I don't. I think that you'll be better off waiting until you retire, and then converting up to the top of the bracket at that time, up to the top of the 28% bracket at that time. And if you want to use the 33% bracket at that time, fine, but I just don't like using the 35 today. And if I've got a choice of 33 today or 33 5 years from now, I'll pay it 5 years from now.
Take it later, right, yeah.
If you want to do the 33% bracket, fine. Don't do the 35.
Now, there are people who would say, well, wait a minute, though. I don't know where tax brackets are going to be, 5 years from now. If we have, a change of heart among elected officials and all of a sudden Congress starts saying, let's tax,
That would not be a change of heart. That's what they're saying now.
Well, but they haven't done it. They're saying is, maybe the 35 will be a 38,
But he won't be in the 38.
No.
He'll be in the,
that's what I'm saying.
You have to worry about the 28 going to 33. Will they raise it that much? I don't know.
I want a definitive answer. What do you mean you don't know? Of course you don't know.
You want a definitive answer from what Congress is going to do in the future. They don't know what they're doing today, let alone in the future. I think tax brackets are going up. And so I do think that once he does retire, if he was going to retire 10 years from now, it may be a different story. But I think 3 years from now, 4 years from now, he's got some time to do things. And I do think converting it once he does retire makes sense.
So what we're talking about here is spending the tax bracket, really, is what we're saying. It requires, and that's really what he was asking to do.
Right.
You have to know, though, Professor Plum, where you are now in your tax bracket and where the upper limit of your tax bracket is.
And it sounds like he knows where he is right now. He's in the 33% bracket, and he's got quite a bit of room in the 33% bracket, about $80,000.
Now,
he may go higher than that and go into the 35% bracket. Those are the only two that are 2% apart.
That's right, yeah. I'd even forgotten about the 35% bracket. I had to pause for just a second and say, what was that? That's right. And then there's a 39.6 or something like that, and there may even be one higher than that. I don't know. All right, talking about Roth conversions, how important is Would you say tax bracket now versus tax bracket later is the most important issue there?
It's one of the driving forces, definitely. And it has to do with not just what your bracket's going to be, but ultimately when the money comes out. Because when people have these size IRAs, in many cases, they're not going to be spent in their lifetimes. They're going to be spent for a survivor, and the survivor may be back up in that higher bracket. So what was his name?
That was
Larry. If Larry's health is not all that good, then I might do the 35, because that means that most of this is going to come out when his wife is a surviving spouse, and she'll be in the 35 right away. So you might as well do it now.
And because single individual at that
single
point.
Individual has a different amount of money they can have and stay in the different brackets. So if his health is not good, or his wife's health is not good, I don't necessarily always have to kill off the guy first, then I would probably more likely consider doing the conversions today than rather than later. But if they both have good health, they both have good longevity, and I think they do. That's why she filed and suspended waiting until 70. That's why he's doing a restricted application waiting until 70. They believe they have longevity, and that's why I went the way I did.
Yeah, and it's easy to forget that when you have a certain amount of money and you have income or whatever, and now you're a single individual, your tax brackets are a whole different
ballgame.
Absolutely. Cost you more. 877-PLANNER, our number. You got questions, you give us a call. We got one more segment to take your calls. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Blum from Lucia Capital Group are coming right back right after this.
A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward-thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello, awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit one cartridge per customer.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom. And Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Market strategy investing, been a fun show so far. We've just got a couple of minutes left in the program, so join us if you have a question. You call now, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Once again, emails at wealthed.com, our website, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. Coming up on this program on Monday, this is another big topic. These are all big topics, but this is a very popular one, saving for college. There are several different programs that are available to you. Not just from the saving standpoint, you know, 529s and things like that, Coverdells, but also when you're paying for college, certain credits, the American Opportunity Credit comes to mind.
Uh-huh, that's a very
good
one.
Still a very big one in our household, as my daughter paying for her own college and use it to her advantage. And
she's got to be coming up on the end of that, though. 4 years only.
Yeah, well, she took the first year off and worked and saved her money, and then... Yeah. And then, so she's got one
more credit coming.
Yeah, and I think only about a half year of college left. So
yeah, but you only have to spend $4,000 to get to get the credit.
Oh, I know. She's spending way more than that.
Yeah, so she'll get the credit.
She'll get the credit. Yeah, but I think that'll be it. But anyway, it's things like this, opportunities that are available to you to help you save and help you perhaps pay for college.
Oh, no matter what it is, it doesn't help all the way, but it helps. That's the key. It helps.
Oh. I still question the value. I get in trouble when I say this.
The value of college.
The value of it. It's very valuable for certain people, but the cost of it now aces people out that probably could spend their money better elsewhere. I hate to see $80,000 of debt, or in some cases, twice that amount.
Unless you actually come out as a doctor. And
well, even then, you know, doctors, lawyers, or whatever they're paying for, I mean, you're not going to necessarily be able to pay that back.
Unfortunately, we see high debt when they don't even get the degree.
Well, and that's the other thing, too.
That's
they get the
real
degree.
Problem.
And what happened to going to college for your English major or your philosophy major, your philosophy major, your sociology major? I can't imagine, paying top dollar at one of the big schools and studying something that you really, really like if that happens to be your interest. So that's too bad. But what are you going to do? Okay, let's see. So that's coming up on Monday. Saving for college. Today's trivia comes to us from the National Association of Realtors. Not Realtors, it's Realtors. Another pet peeve of mine. I'm such a
jerk. You've got a lot of peeves.
I am. I'm such an idiot. Okay, this says the number of existing homes for sale in the USA, that's this country, has fallen 47% in the last 6 years. There were 3.531 million homes for sale as of February 28th, 2010. reduced to 1.88 million as of February 29th of 2016. The latest data that they have, I guess.
I guess it's gone from a buyer's market to more of a seller's market.
Well, wait, so let's see. In 2010, we were really in the housing
debacle. That was where the short sales were really going crazy.
That might have been close to the bottom of the market.
For real estate.
Yeah, for real estate. And so you had a lot of homes that were just up for grabs.
People just walking away from them.
Mm-hmm. So I suppose that's a good sign. Although there are some people who say, well, why are rising housing prices a good sign for people? Because, you know, eventually someone's going to get priced out of the market and not be able to buy anything.
Right, but it also brings people back into jobs with creating houses.
That's true. There's a stat on that. For every house built, there
creates X number of jobs.
X number of jobs, which is absolutely true. And so for every house that's not built,
we don't have those jobs.
You have that effect going the other way. All right, let's get to Marlo in Alhambra, California. Here's another HSA question. Can I make an HSA contribution, health savings account, without earned income? I'm 60 years old and do have an HDHP.
High deductible health plan.
Yes, high deductible health plan. But have retired early and only have a retirement pension. I know that I can't open an IRA without earned income, but the tax code doesn't say anything about having earned income.
Well, that's because you don't have to have earned income to have an HSA, just income. Unlike an IRA, and there are some similarities between an IRA and an HSA. They're tax deferred, and ultimately, in an HSA after 65, you can use the money for anything you want as a taxable event. It's tax deferred in the meantime. But that's where the similarities stop. You do not have to have earned income to contribute to an HSA. You just have to have the other requirements. You can't be on Medicare. You have to have a high deductible health plan that qualifies you for the contribution for the HSA. But that's all that matters. Pensions are fine. Interest, dividends, you know, or investment income, whatever case. You do not have to have earned income to have to make an HSA contribution. That's a big differing point, one of the many differing points between that and an IRA.
So you could just have the money sitting in your savings account or whatever.
You just have to have, you wouldn't normally do it if you don't have other income because you don't have a tax bracket to deal with. But if you have other income, like a pension, yeah, that works. Social Security is not going to be an issue, though, because if you're 62, you're not on Medicare. But once you're on Medicare, you can't do the contribution to the HSA.
Now, health savings accounts, once again, we don't hear a ton about them, but let's just explain them for another minute or so.
Well, health savings account was designed to allow individuals to save money on the premiums for their health insurance. Rather than having the traditional health insurance that paid dollar one or after a $200 deductible or a $20 copay or things like that, the idea was to put the individual user of healthcare on the dole for basically paying their own expense for a certain amount of money. A deductible of $2,500, $3,000, a family deductible of $6,000. And the idea was that if you're paying for your own insurance, you're paying for your own healthcare costs, at least for the first amount, that you'd be more judicious with what you spent. You wouldn't be just going to the doctor for the sniffles. You wouldn't be going to the emergency room for what in many cases was not an issue you shouldn't have been going to the doctor for. But if you did break a leg, you did get cancer, you did get sick, it was basically a catastrophic coverage. Once you hit the deductible, the insurance paid the rest of it. And to help you make the payment, to help you pay for that out-of-pocket expense that you would have, they created an account, a health savings account, where you contributed tax-deductible money equal to the deductible, my annual deductible. So if I had a $3,000 annual deductible, I was able to put $3,000 into an account, tax-free, save the money on it, and then if I used it for qualified health care, it was a tax-free distribution.
So growth was tax-free.
Or the use of it was tax-free. So, mm-hmm. And the idea was that the combination of the premium for the high deductible plan and the contribution to the HSA was about what the premium for the other plan was. The difference was, if I didn't go to the doctor, I got to keep the money.
Yep, that's a big difference. We can talk about that in another show. We're out of time. Thank you, Professor Plum. If you need the Brain Trust, including Professor Plum or any of the advisors from Lucia Capital Group, talk to them about anything we talk about on the show. Set up your bucket strategy. You can reach them off the air at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment. investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.